Ever been caught outside in a thunderstorm? Hello, I'm John Jensenius of the National Weather Service, and I'm here to tell you how to minimize your risk of being struck by lightning while outdoors. Many lightning deaths and injuries in the United States occur during the summer months and during the afternoon hours when both lightning and outdoor activities reach a peak. During the summer, people take advantage of the warm weather to enjoy a multitude of recreational activities. Being outdoors when thunderstorms are nearby involves risk, and certain locations are worse than others. To be safe, those who are boating, swimming, fishing, bicycling, golfing, jogging, walking, hiking, camping, or working outdoors all need to take the appropriate actions in a timely manner when thunderstorms approach. While outdoors, to minimize your risk of being struck by lightning, you need to get to a safe place before the lightning threat becomes significant, and to stay there until the threat ends. In general, the threat actually begins well before most people think it begins, and ends well after most people think it ends. Unfortunately, it's this lack of understanding that accounts for many lightning casualties. While no one can completely eliminate the risk of being struck by lightning, by using some basic safety rules, you can greatly reduce your risk of becoming a lightning victim. First, plan ahead. If thunderstorms are forecast, consider canceling or postponing outdoor activities so that you avoid a potentially dangerous situation. Second, monitor weather conditions. Watch the sky for any signs of a developing or approaching storm, particularly if you need extra time to get to a safe place. Third, if the sky looks threatening or you hear thunder, immediately seek safety inside a substantial building. Remain there for at least 30 minutes after the last flash of lightning is seen or the last thunder is heard. Some lightning victims have actually made the mistake of returning outside before the threat is over. And fourth, if you are caught outside in a thunderstorm, you should try to minimize your risk of being struck by lightning. Avoid tall objects such as tall trees and poles. Stay away from things that conduct electricity such as metal bleachers or wire fences. Also, try to make yourself as small a target as possible and minimize your contact with the ground. If you or your children are involved in organized outdoor recreational activities, make sure in advance that the officials in charge have and follow a specific lightning safety plan. Don't be afraid to ask. Coaches, umpires, referees, or camp counselors must learn to protect the safety of the participants by stopping the activities early, so that there is a sufficient amount of time for both participants and spectators to get to a safe place before the lightning threat becomes significant. In certain instances, substantial buildings may not be available for shelter, and cars or buses may provide the best protection. But be sure to roll up the windows and make sure the occupants avoid contact with any metal inside the vehicle. Finally, don't forget the safety of your outside pets. Doghouses are not safe, and dogs that are chained to metal chains or wire runners are particularly vulnerable to a nearby lightning strike. If you would like more information on lightning or lightning safety, visit our website at www.lightningsafety.noaa.gov. From the National Weather Service, this is meteorologist John Jensenius.